Guess Who and No Sugar Tonight in the new Mother Nature on Classic Hits K-Wing at 106. It's 845, 61 degrees out with the fair sky. And at this time on Monday mornings, we do Red Wing Chamber Chat. We've got the Executive Director, Patty Brown, on the phone this morning. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Ava. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Ready to tackle a brand new work week.
There you go. Exactly. Good way to kick it off with a beautiful day.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm sure you had a whole lot going on last week.
Yeah, always. But it was funny, when, as I was listening to Guess Who was the very first concert I ever went to.
Oh,
live.
My gosh, Patty. I'm so jealous.
With my brothers. So I was about maybe 11, 12 in there somewhere.
Okay, so
at the old Met Stadium, and it was amazing. Best thing I ever got to do.
That sounds fantastic. And the yeah. funny thing is Guess Who? Okay, so we're going way off topic here. But
yeah, that's all right.
Back when I was like 8 or 9, when I was like first getting into music, mm-hmm. my mom gave me a Walkman, and then she had all these little cassettes, and she gave me Elton John. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, and then she gave mm-hmm. me Guess Who, and I loved Guess Who. I mean, like, I listen to that one all the time. So
it's so good.
Pretty they much the first band I ever got into.
Well, and as a fun fact, they played live in Red Wing. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh my gosh, where?
Yes, down at Bay Point Park.
Oh, that is
and
so
that
cool.
It was so cool, and that was about, oh my goodness, my years kind of blend all together, but I want to say 10 years ago, maybe. I don't know. I know I have a poster from it somewhere that I've hidden away.
My goodness.
Yeah, so it was really fun to see him live, especially in Red Wing. Really?
Guess Who in Red Wing? I'm
there
gonna
you
look
go.
It up here.
Exactly. Well, I suppose we should talk about what happened last
sure.
week.
Sure, yeah.
So we had a Breakfast and Learn seminar on July 14th, and it was on living a resilient life with good, Live Well Goodhue County, and what an appropriate topic for these days. The speaker was Paula Rickey, and she just did a great job of just kind of, it's all things you know, but just bringing it to light and thinking about it in a different way. And we had 28 people join us for that, so that was a great crowd, and she just did a really good job of presenting info. If you are interested in what she had to say, I do have her slide presentation, so I can definitely send that off. And then last week, there were a lot of awards that went out. So St. James Hotel won Best Southern Minnesota Venue from the Minnesota Bride magazine, which was pretty exciting. We also had SCS join forces with a new company, Rail Eyes. And so they are going to be offering products that are COVID blockers, basically. And so they've got a bunch of new things that they're doing there, join forces. And there was one other one that I was going to point out. Who else was it? I can't think of it right now. It'll come back to me.
Well, I'll let you think about it. I found out when they came. They came June 16th, 2007.
Oh, so I was pretty close.
Pretty darn close, yeah.
Yes, it was very, very fun. We also had AM Espresso with the Women's Fitness Center on July 10th. And that was supposed to be a dual session with Women's Fitness Center and the Alzheimer's Association, but Alzheimer's had something come up that day, so they were unable to do it. So we rescheduled that to this Friday. So this Friday morning, and we're just doing a half-hour session from 8:30 to 9, please join us for AM Espresso Part 2 with the Alzheimer's Association. And any of those are always free to chamber members, and all you need to do is register, and we'll get you the Zoom information and get that out to you so you can participate in that. And then coming up on the 29th of July, we have our Young Professionals event, which I'm super excited about. That's going to be Discovering the Anderson Center. And so we're going to go out and tour. We're going to meet with Stephanie Rogers, the executive director out there, tour the sculpture gardens, also all their office facilities. There's several businesses that have set up offices out there. Take a look at the barn and then just talk about everything that the Anderson Center does. So that'll be a really good session. They're, again, free, but do need to have you register so we make sure we have enough space. And this is for our young professionals group, which is basically ages 21 to 40. So, Ava, you could be part of that.
Yes, I could.
And then, of course, we have some other things that got canceled. Business After Hours was scheduled for July 21st at First Farmers and Merchants Bank. And we were really hoping we could do the next two because they're outside events. Also on July 28th, we were going to have our business after hours / River City Days kickoff. But we all know how that went.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be the 910 Main Street businesses. And so both of those events are canceled. And most, just because of all the spikes recently in the COVID cases, and just really wanting to make sure that we're being safe for our employees and our residents and everybody that would attend those. So we decided it was best to maybe just not put those on the books this year. So
okay.
They both were like, but we don't want to lose our spot. So we've already got them booked for next year. So 2021, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, and I know who else was featured in the news this week was Zima Therapies. And they are up on Tile Drive, kind of tucked back in there. And they have some new products for women going through menopause. And so they were highlighted on Good Morning America this week, too. So a lot of our manufacturers were doing really cool things last week, which they got noticed in the news, which is always great. And then, let's see, United Way is stuffing the bus with school supplies. So that runs July 6th through August 7th. You can drop off school supplies at their new office at 1755 Old West Main or at Merchants Bank. Those are both drop-off sites. And then coming up at the end of August is the Red Wing Chamber Golf Tournament. This is our annual fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And let me tell you, we need funds. COVID has been a hard hit to the chamber with not being able to do events and networking things. And that's what we are all about, obviously. So we're going to have a lot of fun at the golf tournament. We are taking lots of precautions to make it COVID safe. We're implementing all kinds of new things that, you know, we haven't had to do at other tournaments, but we're willing to do it to have everybody join us and have a really good time and be safe while we're out there.
Awesome.
So, and the bridge project. So the bridge is just like, it changes leaps and bounds every day at this point. They're nearing that completion date of August 20th. Last week they did some more detonating of the piers out of the water, so I don't know if you've taken a drive, but those are gone. And the final final portion of the bridge that was in the hillside, that's all gone now.
Yep.
And so it's really starting to take shape. And, of course, they're working on the jug handle over on the Wisconsin side. And that's really come a long way as well. So there was that traffic switch that happened, I think that was actually a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, has it been 2 weeks already?
Yeah, not quite. But, man, did that make a difference in traffic. And so we're still having some problems with backups, especially Friday all day. It was just crazy. Fridays are typically a very heavy day of traffic, and we can tell just by the roar outside of our office. You know, you can tell.
Yep.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! And so, but people just have to be patient. They're getting through that as fast as they can. And, you know, it's all part of just finishing up that project. So
awesome.
Yeah. So lots of things going on always, just different things than how they used to be.
Right. Well, if people need a clarification on what's still happening, what's canceled, or if they want to sign up for your golf tournament coming up next month, how do they reach out to you, Patty?
So you can always call the chamber office at 388-4719. You can go on our social media at Red Wing Chamber, which we're very active on that. You can visit our website, redwingchamber.com, and that has the latest and greatest info on COVID, as well as basically everything. The riverboat schedule is out there. I know people were asking about that last week. Lots of different information on our homepage that you can have access to. And then shortly, probably today or tomorrow, we will send out another new updates on business operations, hours and such, because a lot of the businesses, you know, are coming back online, which is great, and they're changing their hours and, of course, their protocols of, you know, how you can go into their shops or go into their restaurants or go into their retail establishments. And so we'll do an update on that with, you know, some new hours and such for people. So you can always find that out on the Chamber website because it's really helpful because nowadays everything's just a little bit different and maybe they're not open as much as they were. So you can always double check it on our website as well.
Awesome. And then, Patty, did you hear about the bear sighting?
I did, over by Red Wing Chev.
Yeah, so the 400 block of Grace Street this morning, just before 5:30 a.m., officers responded. No additional sightings. Current whereabouts are unknown, so please be aware of your surroundings when you're outside. That comes from the Red Wing Police Department.
Yeah, well, last week he was right in front of the car dealership, I guess, going across the highway.
Oh, my gosh.
Several people spotted him.
Okay, so we've had a couple bear sightings then, huh?
Yes, so we definitely have a bear running around, so be careful.
All right. Well, awesome. Patty, we always appreciate getting an update from you, and we'll call you again next Monday.
Sounds great. Have a great week, Ava.
Yep, you too. Thanks, Patty.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Patty Brown. She's the executive director of the Red Wing Area Chamber of Commerce with this week's Chamber Chat. Your weather forecasts and Men at Work are coming up before Fox News.
Weather is brought to you by River Valley Power and Sport of Red Wing.